Father, in these days, every morning,
amen,
every day, give us the grace and faith of our Savior to be able to look up, to raise our heads, not in pride, but indeed in prayer, that we may be able indeed to approach unto thee, O Lord, with our supplications, with our prayers, with our petitions, having faith that thou dost hear and that thou dost answer. You will always be. May we acknowledge this, that you will answer our prayers according to your eternal purpose,
amen,
in Christ. Let us understand. Let us believe. Let us rest in the fact that that purpose in Jesus is the all-consuming one, and that it is impossible for anything, not one little thing, not the smallest of things, O Lord, can affect that purpose in any way, because it is your eternal purpose to the eternal and absolute glory of your name. O Lord, forgive our sins. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness, that we may be able indeed to give unto thee praise and honor and glory in true faith, in true love, in true obedience, in true understanding, loving thee and thee alone in Christ Jesus. So bless our services today. Give unto us the spirit of worship. Sing these wonderful hymns. Thank you for them. To offer up our prayers. Lord, help us to realize there that we cannot sing and make melody in our hearts unto thee except by your Spirit. We cannot even desire to pray, and we certainly cannot pray except your Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus, be in us and call us unto it. And then there's your word. Oh, Father, help us to desire it. Help us to meditate upon it. Help us to understand it. Make us, oh God. Make us, dear Father, to understand your word. To believe it. To be satisfied in it, contented in it, knowing that it is the revelation of yourself, and especially as you are found in Jesus. Again, O Father, prepare our hearts to worship. I trust, O God, that they've been being prepared all day yesterday, even through the night, that our hearts are being prepared. Come and worship me. Thank you, O God, that you have brought us to this time and at this place. And Father, for those of us that should be here, that could not be here, pray for them. Pray for JT and Betty. Pray for our sister church. Jesus, pray, O God, give JT need the words giving, O Lord, the unction. They might present not only the truth, but the grace and the glory of your word. And Lord, certainly, we pray the same thing here. Pray for Brother Jerry. He stands up here. Help him, O God, to present the word, not the thoughts of his own heart, but Lord, the thoughts that are of your heart. And then, O God, help me, help me, help me to do this very same thing. How precious is your word unto thee? Help us then to worship you, believing in Christ. And I do thank you that you have raised up Sister Joyce, that she might be here and be among us and fellowship with us and we with her. Lord, we're all growing old. Some older than others. Lord, we're all growing up in age. And we need more than ever. Well, Lord, I don't know how do we express it. We once were young. Our bodies were, relatively speaking, strong. But the longer that we live upon earth, it is inevitable that the bodies will become weaker and weaker and more infirm. But your strength never fails. And Lord, we're told that even though we grow old, we'll mount up like the eagle. So help us again this day to worship thee in spirit and truth and give unto thy name the praise to which it is due. Thank you now again for all of your mercies, all of your grace, all of your goodness, Lord, for all things work together for our good, that we are called to be unto the glory of thy name. Receive us in Christ, I pray. Amen. All right, Brother Jerry, if you will come.
Thank you for the song. And thank you for the prayer.
I didn't write the song.
You didn't write the prayer either.
No, that's what I'm saying.
The Lord laid it on your heart, and it did me some good. I've been studying all week, even before my pastor called and confirmed it. And that's what I did, confirm. So all I know is if I say anything, I hope it serves the Lord's purpose.
Yeah, me too.
Now, every single one of us if we belong to the Lord, and I believe we do, we're serving His purpose. Another scripture that I read this past week in there, it shows that our meditation and our prayer and our fasting, time of fasting, if we ever have a time of fasting. I was amazed when I got to thinking, well, that's the worship of the Lord. He does give us other chores to handle. Hopefully he gave me this chore this morning to stand here with all of us. I did not feel prepared, but I kept thinking, the Lord has the message. I'm going to be looking in the book of Luke because I've been in it all week. And the book of Luke has some of the longest chapters in it. And I, when I'm reading one, Bruce, I like to read the whole chapter and stop there. But that's hard to do when you got all a chapter with 71 verses in it.
Yeah.
And if you don't think there's some over there with 71 verses, read it. In fact, that's what I want you to do. All of us to do. Not now, Dorothy, but later in the week or before. As the Lord lays it on your heart. It was such a blessing to me to read the book of Luke. I have one verse over here that we're going to, well, I'll say several verses. In the book of Luke, chapter 24. Instead of reading one verse, I'm going to start with verse 24. 24 and 24. I'm not right sure what the Lord has in it for me. And yet I do know. Verse 24. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre or grave, and he found it even so as the women had said. But him they saw not.
Yeah.
Verse 25. Then he said unto them, and the other day when I first read this, Brother Dorn, I said, them? Who's them? And it was talking about, no, Peter was there. And several places there it said, others.
Yeah.
I had it in my mind that it was John. And maybe it was. But I didn't find it. All I could find it, the others. That included me and you and whoever who might come in, all that we passed during the week, all that we minister to, others. And he said unto them, fools. But what was on my mind, Brother Jordan, was there were a number of disciples there, plus Peter and I believe John was there. Maybe all of the disciples were there, maybe. But he starts off with, oh, fools. That's a scary word to me.
Can be, yeah.
It can be, if, right. But he was scolding the thoughts of some of those in that group there. Oh, fools and slow of heart to believe all the prophets have spoken. Remember the word prophets has spoken. Verse 26, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?
Yeah.
And I hope that all that we do here today enters into his glory. I hope that everything that we give, everything that we say, everything, every place that we go, might please him and glorify him. 27. And beginning. Now, verses 25 and 26, the Lord himself was speaking those. And in verse 27, it says, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets.
Right.
That's the Old Testament. That's the Old Testament. Some people don't believe in reading out of the Old Testament. They always want to speak and read out of the New Testament. We do a lot of reading and studying here out of the Old Testament. And I appreciate it. And I love those words. But here the Lord is saying, Moses, beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded them in all of the scriptures, the things concerning himself.
Yeah.
He said, you want to know more about me? Christ speaking. Read the Old Testament.
Yeah.
Study the Old Testament.
And all the scriptures.
all the scriptures right, every single one of them. Now, first of all, I want to remind you of a verse that we've used here before. I've used it, Brother Jordan has used it in 2 Timothy 3:16, where he says, all scripture is given by inspiration. And it teaches us some things. And when he says all scripture, Dorothy, to me that means all scripture. Now, some only believe that the gospel is given in the New Testament. But not me. I believe that the Old Testament has some scripture in it, in the Old Testament also. And I must hurry. Verse 28, and they drew nigh unto the village. I want you to remember this. If you read the book of Luke, you'll see where Christ is steadily going toward Jerusalem. You can read that in different chapters. You can see him as he goes closer and closer and closer to Jerusalem. Of course, there's one place that he skipped because he was in the middle of a discussion and he desired to get on to Jerusalem. And they drew nigh unto the village, which they went. And the village is... I don't know what the village was. And he made as though he would have gone further because he was busy talking, because he was busy teaching, because he was in a hurry, like I said, to get to Jerusalem. Now we're going to look to confirm what he has just said up here, where it says, Moses and all the prophets. Christ is taught in the Old Testament. Let's look at Isaiah 53. Now, we could begin with that verse that you mentioned this morning. I heard you mention that, Bruce. In the beginning, God. Every single word, every single thought, every single thing that we see here in the Old Testament and the New Testament is covered with that one verse. In the beginning, God. Now, Brother Jordan, I just dropped one of my markers over here, so don't step on it. You might fall. Okay, we'll go read something here in Isaiah 53. Now, I really don't know where to start to read right here. It's difficult to skip any of this. So I'll read fast. Listen to it carefully. Remember to read the book of Luke. Brother Jordan, that goes for you too.
Yeah.
For all of us. There's parts of it I've read 3 or 4 times. I don't know how. I just enjoy it. It's a blessing to read the book of Luke. It's a blessing to read all of God's Word. Yeah. Isaiah 53. Verse 1, we'll go over verse 1. Who hath believed our report? Do you believe God's report? Do you believe His word? When He speaks His truth, we should listen to it carefully. And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For He shall grow up before Him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness. Doesn't that sound like it's clearly speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ? It does to me.
Question about that.
No question about it. But we can see that all the way through the Old Testament if you'll just think about it. Quite often, Brother Jordan, he says, he reads a verse and he said, now the spiritual side of this, that's my own words.
Yeah.
He said, if spiritually this means.
Yeah.
And it's talking about Christ. It's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
For He shall grow up before Him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He had no form nor comeliness. and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He's not the prettiest thing in the world, no. The way this scripture reads.
That's right.
But spiritually, he's beautiful.
Absolutely.
His words are beautiful.
Words of life.
Words of life, yes. That was in one of my verses. I decided to move over to the side and wait because I don't have time for all of them. Verse 3, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Oh, how sad. Thankful for the grace of God.
Amen.
And for the love that he has for some. When I say some, I'm saying me.
Especially.
He was despised and we esteemed him not. Verse 4. Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did. Notice the word we. It doesn't just say he. It says we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. We wouldn't be anything if he hadn't healed us. There would be no life. There would be no life, Dorothy.
That's right.
The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Man, it's going to be hard to get past that thought. Verse 6. As we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Praise the Lord. My sins and all my ungodliness, what you want to call it, was laid on Christ. He didn't make any mistake, Brother Jordan. Some might look at me and say, well, he made a mistake. All I can say, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
That's all I've got.
That's all I can say.
Verse 7, he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He had thorns crammed down on his head. He had a spear stuck in his side. He was beaten in places and times along the roads he went along. He didn't complain. Verse 7 says, he was oppressed. And he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He had brought as a lamb to the slaughter and his sheep before the shearers dumb, and he opened his not his mouth. Verse 8. He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgressions of the people was he stricken. Those people were not just anybody. They were people that God had chosen from eternity right. Past.
Right.
Do I understand all that? All I know is he had mercy on me. I don't know why he so saved my life or anybody else. I don't know. I don't even know why he saved me because I'm so ungodly. And he made his grave. There are places here where the word grave is used, and sepulchre. I prefer the word grave. It's easier for me to say. I have trouble using that other word. And he made his grave with the wicked. Oh, how terrible. He spent a time in hell with the wicked. And I never have quite understood that, Brother Jordan. But later, that's a different problem. Why would he do such a thing as that? And with the rich. And in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. That's the Father God, the God of all creation. Yet it pleased God to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin. Did you know that the Lord Jesus Christ had a soul? Well, certainly he did. Yeah. He had a body and a soul and a spirit. If we belong to the Lord, we have a body, soul, and a spirit.
Right.
Sometimes it's quite confusing between the soul and the spirit, Brother Jordan. But if we're careful to think about that, and we're reading the scripture, we'll understand it better by and by, because you've been preaching about the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit.
Jerry, you taught me Galatians 2:20.
For all
the life that I now live, by the grace of God, I have to go back. By the faith of the Son of God.
Okay.
Love being gave the Father
heart. Yeah. Now, that was one of my scriptures I skipped.
That's okay. Lord, provide.
That's right. He sure has. It's a beautiful verse. I love that scripture.
And it explains what you were talking about.
It explains it. We belong to Him.
Okay.
He shall see his seed. Now that's strange. Some people say, well, seed, that means he had some offspring. He does mean. Those that belong to God the Father, given to the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are the seed of Abraham. We belong to Him because of what He has done and said and purpose. We serve His purpose. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper. There it is, Brother Jordan. That's what I heard the words in the psalm in your prayer. They shall be his days.
You're right.
And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. No matter what takes place in this country, at this time of our life, it glorifies the Lord in some way. Now, can I clearly understand all that? No, I don't understand it, Brother Jordan. All I know is it prospers Him. It glorifies the Lord.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about a verse that I've read before over in the book of Revelation, chapter 20, verses 14 and 15. Some will be cast into the lake of fire. Will they glorify God?
Yeah.
Yes, it will. All that are thrown into the lake of fire, into hell, as you would say, will please and glorify Him. How will it do that? Thank you, Lord, that it's not me. Verse 11, he shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. He's going to be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. He shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great. Isn't that good? And he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. And he was numbered with the transgressors. And he bare the sin of many, and many intercession, and made intercession for the transgressors. He bore our sin.
Right.
That's what we need to remember. We need to remember. Let me read that verse one more time. Just verse 25 over here. Then he said unto them, O fools, Brother Jordan, if they don't belong to him, they are fools.
Right.
He was very coarse and very hard on his disciples and on us. We need to be very careful about what we say, for his hand is in everything. He is sovereign in every matter.
Yeah.
He will be glorified, even if he throws me in hell.
Man, there really isn't any debate at all about whether the gospel is found in the Old Testament. Not if you believe the New Testament.
Amen.
Because we just read, he propounded his own being in all the Old Testament. Now, what is the gospel? Is it not Jesus? Is not Jesus the gospel?
It's not.
And if so, by his own testimony, all the Old Testament,
amen,
every word of it was gospel, wasn't it?
Brother, I didn't say this, but I remembered it the other day. When I was at Pine Grove, there was a man, he would bring in a speaker into the church there and everything. And one day after a service, he left his Bible on the pew in there. I picked up his Bible and I began to look at it, and every single page in the Old Testament and the New, I said, find Jesus Christ here, or creed Christ lives here.
Yeah.
Where Christ is taught here. Every single page.
And it's true. It is true. All right. Very good. Thank you.